Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95BFM?
Who could it be? But Pete and Brad from Surf Friends.
Yo, yo, yo.
Welcome to the BFM studios, the two Stoke, original Stoke masters.
How's your headphone volume, guys? Are you happy with the headphone volume? You got enough snare?
Are they too loud?
No, right on, eh? Right on.
Perfect. It's good quality.
Nailing it.
Pete just drank my beer, though, so.
Just grabbing stuff at the moment.
Lucky user, mate.
Let's make it crystal clear. Surf Friends Doing Your Thing album release party is this Saturday at the Thirsty Dog Tavern. Power Nap, NT Honey, and DJs Johnny and Big Hungry at the Thirsty Dog. Woo. Doors from 8 p.m. We've got you guys in here to select some music ahead of your album release. How does it feel to have an album just about to be released to the world?
Yeah, this one's pretty special, eh? It's been a little bit of time coming, I guess. It's feeling bloody good.
Yeah, definitely.
A bit of a journey, this album, I think.
Tell us about how it got tracked. I mean, it's sounding like maybe it took a while and maybe a few different places. What was the vibe?
Yeah, so I guess we had a bunch of demos and stuff that we knew we had to properly record, and we kind of ticked away at it. And I had I had a couple of kids in between. So slight doozy there.
That's great. Great doozy.
Which is bloody awesome. Bloody awesome.
Pete looked a little bit pissed off then for a second.
Yeah, I was like, oh, you're like Slash out the back of the chapel having a little solo.
Yeah.
Old man's getting married.
So my girl's got another, she's pregnant again. So I'm like, okay, it's another year till, wait another year. No, they're epic kids, eh? So, like, it was...
Teach them to coil up cables immediately.
Yeah. There's a technique to that, eh? Oh, obviously.
Yeah, you get the kids to do it.
Yeah. It's all about the fold and twist.
You feel the cable.
Good strategy.
Bit sidetracked, actually.
But it's brilliant, actually. I actually bought a cable at lunch.
What colour? Did you go fancy so you wouldn't get, like, confused with anyone else's cables?
Yeah, I was like, so many options nowadays. I like the not the vinyl. I do like vinyl.
Oh, but
I
like the fabric one over
the fabric, yeah, because it just doesn't get as twisted. Mm-hmm. So, when you know, if you end up turning around or getting lost mid-set, your cable's still intact, which is key.
You're talking about
Look,
world,
Pete,
world
I got to be honest, cables are important, but actually back to the recording
sorry,
of the record.
We sidetracked.
But you had a couple of kids, but where have you been recording at? Is this kind of like a labour of love at home? Or
pretty much. So, because historically we'd kind of just get together and just jam and record it, and then that was kind of the foundation for putting other layers on, I guess. But this one, because I had two kids and wasn't sleeping really, and so it became like, okay, I'm gonna play my parts separately and then Pete's gonna come in, which is a little bit, it's like how they say you know the hard out guys record or whatever. But
yeah, we went pretty hard out on this album.
We went pretty hard out because of that. It was like all separate and
gave everything its moment kind of
stuff.
Thing and
so, yeah.
Nice. But there's a story behind that as well, because there is tracks, I think one or two tracks from quite a few years ago, which when we were recording our first or second album that we sort of didn't end up using, and
right.
You know, half finished, and we're like, we'll go with this is good, but we're like, we want to let's finish that song. So there is from recordings from Devonport Art Depot.
Oh, that like didn't make how many Surf Friends records are there?
This is our third, and there's been two EPs and a bunch of singles with B-sides on it. And
rad.
Yeah.
How many tracks on this record, by the way? Which is called Doing Your Thing?
Doing Your Thing.
11.
11 tracks. Oh, nice. Yeah. And so there was a release a while back, Outdoors, quite long, and then you had like the kind of the shorter one that's creeping up
New
BFM Top 10, New Wheels, which has got a cute little video about going skateboarding when there's no waves. Sidewalk surfing, as we call it. But I feel like you guys... I'm like, you guys don't have 2-minute something songs. You've made that nice and short and palatable, but you tend to jam out, eh? We found that at Drive Island.
Definitely.
Love the jam out, eh?
You're pretty sure that last track's like 14 minutes or something?
Exactly. Yeah, it's fucking long.
It's good, though. It's good. Yeah, definitely. We love, we're jamming out. That's often how we end up making songs. We're just jamming. I'm like, might just be mucking around with a bass kind of riff or line, and then Brad will be like, oh, drum beat to that, or vice versa, with guitar riff.
Repetition's the key.
Yeah, and then it's like, after like 15, 20 minutes of playing, we're like,
must be good. We've been doing it for 20 minutes. Yeah.
And so some of these tracks, it'll be like, all right, we've got, you know, a bunch of songs we want to record, like, as in this is the recording of it that we sort of digged out of the archives, and like ones that we're working on fresh. And then there's a bunch that we did, a bunch of recordings, just demos, kind of recording us playing and jamming. And then we're like, all right, we'll come back to that. Yep. And so Brad actually had a
voice memos kind of us.
He took on the mission of like, we found like a few. We're like, this is sick. We need to like, let's work on this. So he had to figure out what the hell he was
decoding the vibe.
Yeah, he decoded the, like, got all the chords and like, because it's kind of can get a bit with the recording quality and may not be as good if you're just like recording, you know, a jam. On your phone, and he's like, goes back and he's like, figure out somehow what we were playing. And we're like, it sounds, maybe up a note, And then so there is like that kind of re sort of figuring out what we originally played, which we had to do again once we actually recorded the album, getting ready for the set. Like, we're like, what did we actually record sometimes?
Do you guys have, I guess we're going to find out real soon because you've got a selection of tunes for us for What's Cooking. Do you guys have similar musical taste, or do you guys kind of like, obviously you must be in a similar nook, right? You're both surfing, your surf friends.
Pretty similar, I think.
Yeah, pretty similar, like, of what you like. Brad's definitely like well rehearsed and like knowledgeable on music. I'm just like the guy off the grid that like, oh, Brad, cheers for sending me that track.
Surf's up, dog.
And like BFM's key with like me knowing, like, is actually like
perfect.
You guys keep me like what's cooking. Otherwise I'm like, don't really own much music, but I just like, I'm just live for that kind of that feel.
Yeah, man.
So I go by feel. Brad actually goes by feel, and
so
actually
who's created
has
most of this playlist? Is it Brad's doing, or what's
100% Brad? Oh, wow. and I looked at it, I was like, sick tracks. So I know a few of them, obviously, and 100% endorse it. It's epic.
Now, Brad, we had a little off air, and you were like, slipped straight into the second track. It's called Dreamland by Terror of the Deep. What's the vibe here, dog?
Just great band.
New Full Zealand stop.
Band. New Zealand band.
Yep.
Let's get it. We'll be right back.
Oh, there we go. Terror of the Deep, Dreamland. Brad from Surf Friends, what's this next song?
We're going straight in.
Yeah, we got Bill Doreen here, absolute legend, Kiwi. And this track's called America.
That was delicious, actually. And because we know we talk quite a lot, we thought we'd go straight into this proto mutter that you've got lined up here, Pontiac 87. Brad's doing all the talking.
Yeah, bloody cool.
Their mates are still going, okay?
Pete's doing the social media. Surf Friends are on top of things tonight. We've got What's Cooking.
Those guys know Steve Gann.
1987, money changing between hands outside the silver.
Nah.
Proto-Martyr, Pontiac Quality. 87. I'm pretty sure that there's a Proto-Martyr song on the playlist at the moment.
Yeah, it's, yeah, there's a new one, eh?
Oh, that's the same bloody track. What's this DJ set you're doing at the moment, John?
Just mucking around, really. Hey, in the studio we've got Sir Friends, we've got Brad, and we've got this Pete that we've just met tonight. We've never ever met him before, don't know who he is. He's good. Just Pete.
Good to meet you guys, eh? You're actually in person, just as the rev up as I was expecting.
I'm
offline.
Obviously much taller. Hey, much taller than you
voice,
would think.
You know, you sound pretty bloody familiar, mate.
Yeah. Apart from being in a band with you, but...
People out there must just think, man, this is the longest surf report. I mean, they're quite long, but this is a real long one now.
This has gone to another like universe size.
Wait, do you remember, just to go on a tangent, very rarely for me, it's normally Pete obviously, but the best thing I've ever heard on the radio was when Pete was in Bali and you, there was like a 30 second delay between
and his stoke was just so hard about Bali, and it's like, well.
And you were saying that he was in like behind the wall, I think it was when Interstellar just come out or whatever.
That movie, I just watched it the other day, man. Fuck, that movie gets me. It gets me. Something about that movie, yeah.
It's the sort of movie you walk out on the porch afterwards, eh, and just look to the sky and just go, wow.
There's two things happening in that movie.
6:30 last night.
I love it's a very truthful depiction of the future in the sense that it might be like that, we're going to run out of food and all that sort of stuff. But also, they solve the problem of gravity, and I'm excited about that. I'm excited about solving the problem of gravity. I'm keen to
fly. We did Spaced Out on Tuesday night, and Big Hungry kind of broached this with him.
Right.
And he was like, actually, we're a long, 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 long way away from any of this technology actually being available. He was kind of like, sit down, Big Hungry.
Does this guy have apps on his phone? Like, because the stuff that you can get nowadays, like, yeah.
He doesn't need apps, he's got the stars, man.
Yeah, because I'm figuring the next.
Fair call.
Yeah, fully.
Hey, speaking of the next one, though, what's next on the agenda for this musical journey that you're taking us on, Surf Friends?
What's coming up?
Biggest legend in New Zealand, David Kilger.
Woo!
Of course, Dunedin.
Heck yeah.
He's got a bloody awesome song off his record Left by Soft called Diamond Mine, and this is fucking mean. Excuse the language.
No.
You beauty.
It's real, it's real.
You beauty.
Thank you.
That is David Kilgour and the Heavy Eights with Diamond Mine. Probably a dark story in there, but quite a pleasant tune.
Bloody awesome.
Funnily enough.
Beautiful.
Welcome back to the airwaves, Surf Friends, who have been selecting the tunes tonight. How's it going, gents? You've been standing up the whole time. You guys, it's just energy galore from you chats, really.
Oh, likewise, eh? This is, you guys keep us revving every weekday, 4 to 7, eh?
Thanks for bringing
out between those hours, eh? We exhausted come 7:05 p.m.
Thanks so much for bringing the chippies, by the way. We've been having some salt and vinegar chippies.
Can't beat it, eh?
There was a deal going, two for, was it $6?
Two for $6, we'll take it. Yeah, cheers, New World.
But to really grasp the deal of that deal, how much was it for one packet? I'm predicting like a $4.86 or something.
Yeah, something like that.
That's worth it then.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot goes into it, probably.
Now, Pete, Surf Pete and Surf Brad, you guys are playing this Saturday night at the Thirsty Dog. There's a powerful lineup, including Power Nap, NT Honey, DJs Johnny and Big Hungry, DJ Set.
Heck yeah.
The Thirsty Dog. You can get tickets from Under the Radar for like $9.
Yep.
$10 on the door.
$10 on the door or $9 pre-purchase. Yeah.
I like how that's under the radar. Too much.
Yeah. I like how you can just be a little bit lazy and you only get stung a buck. That's way better than like a tenner in most situations.
And it's going to be, the lineup is epic, okay, with NT Honey is, I've heard her on B, obviously you guys have, I'm sure you've heard her, epic. And then Power Nap will just like get you revving, eh? He's a genius. And then like we'll do our best to take it, we'll be full commitment on out from our side when we
actually just on that, what's the set going to consist of?
From us?
How do you curate a Surf Friends set?
It'll be 80% of the album and 20% old goodies.
Your favourite live tracks.
Yeah, coming live.
Okay, amazing.
Just how you want it.
We've got the Surf Friends have very kindly provided a double pass. If anyone wants to phone in, 309-3879. We've got a double pass up for grabs for the show on Saturday at the Thirsty Dog.
And a t-shirt.
Album artwork by Pete's brother. Or Brad's brother.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. By Pete's my brother. Yeah, yeah. He's
Richard Westmoreland.
Yeah, he's got some nice artwork going there. And yeah, so it's up for grabs if you want it.
309-3879. If you're too lazy to... someone's ringing. Hello?
Yo. Hello.
What's up, friend?
I hear there's some King's Arms tickets to go see Pete.
King's Arms?
Oh, fuck yeah.
No, the other one in Newton Gully.
Thirsty Dog, there you go. Not Dog's Bollocks, Thirsty Dog on Karangahape Road.
Can we just get a real quick RIP for the King's Arms? I totally see what you're saying. When something's kicking ass, you're just like, oh, I'll see you at the King's Arms. Well, yeah, it's not there anymore, and it's kind of been a weird come down from that situation, and I appreciate you sort of reminding me of that caller, actually.
And I want to fully back him up where someone asked, like, oh, where's the gig? I was like, oh, it's at King's Arms. And he was like, what? But it's closed. I was like, oh yeah, yeah, it was a big weekend. It's at Thirsty Dog, which Thirsty Dog is epic. Okay,
King's Arms is just like such a spiritual brother that you didn't realize that you had until it's gone, right?
Yeah,
it's
like
a strange thing.
Botanical gardens and like
it's
in between.
Not botanical gardens.
Don't bring the gardens in, mate. Do not bring the gardens.
Caller, can you please hold the line?
We'll
take you off air and we'll sort you out.
Thank you.
Cheers, mate.
Brad and Pete, thank you very much for coming in this evening. We're actually going to go out on a Surf Friends song. If you are
exclusive.
This is a 95 BFM exclusive. That's why you listen to this radio. This song is getting its first radio play in the world on 95 BFM. If you want to head to the gig, you can get tickets from Under the Radar. It is on Saturday night. It's a powerful lineup.
What do you guys want us to play, by the way, for our DJ set?
Steve Gunn.
Okay, well, that's definitely a doable.
Just your bring what you want.
Brad, you've got a cute little device here. You're about to give us this exclusive track. What's it called? Why is it important? What's about it?
This is Runners High. It's the last track off our album. Yeah. And it's going to crank.
Yeah, full froth. And Leonard's still in the studio. Shout out to him for the news.
Yeah.
And Lance, pleasure to be up here, eh?
Hey, we'll see
Cheers
you
having us.
Frothing.
Boys.
Frothing.
Woo! Well,
Thirsty Dog.
We're moving, but it feels right. We're moving.
BFM exclusive. That is Sir Friends off their brand new album.
The last song.
The Sir Friends are playing live at the Thirsty Dog this Saturday night. You can get tickets from Under the Radar or $10 on the door.
You bloody beauty.
Cheers, looking forward to it.
Cheers for having us.
We'll see you there, guys. Looking forward to Saturday night. It's going to be a bloody good time.
Indeed. Ampin.
It's actually quite a powerful weekend. Tuorama Festival and the Sir Friends gig. And also, I'm playing Whammy Bar. No big deal.
Oh, man. Popular man, eh?
Always paid out.
Top 10 up next. Top 10.
Ding. That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.